Once, twice, and three times. Allah is, she is answered to all three as Asla Ilam until she does a Bdika Aday Shiva Faris. Now, how do you Bdika Aday Shiva Faris? That's going to be the next Sif phase. The first I'll start off with is when exactly does she see Dam after Tashmish? A husband and wife has Tashmish. We have a Mishnah on Daf Yudalid. The Mishnah over there says they have Tashmish and they see Dam Oisim. Oisim means they see Dam right away. Loch is the Chi of Carbon. What happened? They see a little bit later after that. Acher Zman. They see the Zman is just being an awesome Toloi. After that, Maisa is Mutter. So Mitzad the Kabonis, the Gemara comes along and says, based upon the Mishnah, that Oisim is a Chatos. Afterward, that is Oshem Toloi, and then it can be no problem, one Oivir Nisr. Now, what's the Shia of what is an Oshem Toloi? The Mishnah says, Kadei Shetarid Min Amito. And the Gemara brings down a Mandiyom and Blood, Berab Tzotik, says the Shia is, Kadei Shetach, she takes her hand, puts it underneath her pillow or blanket, and does a Kinuach, and that's going to be the Shia of an Oshem Toloi. Oisim is Chatos, and Kadesha Tered, or Tachas Kavakesis, that's an Oshem Toloi. Now, Walocha had a pask in that case, the tour goes to the Mahalach of the Smag, and the Smag, that the Shir is Kadesha Tered and Amito, because he holds like a Ashi says the Gemara, it's Aidi Chatshirhu, there's no Machloikis, and therefore Kadesha Tered and Amito. However, the Beis Yosef, he discusses this point, he wants to go to Iker with the Ramah Shito, and therefore he switches the words in the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Shir is Kadesha Toshet Yodel Tachas Kara or Tachas Keses. Titel 8 lived like boy, and therefore the Shir is Dafka Tachas Kara Keses. So, Betsim with Machloikis, Rambam versus the Tor, and Lalocha the Machabes goes with a Shita longer Zman of Tachas Kara and Tachas Keses. This is the third Shita over here. The Raiva brings down the Yesh Oimim that since we're not Bekim what the Shir is of either Shir Oisim or not Bekim of the Shir of Kadesh Terim and Amito, then therefore we have to Machman say anything that's Samuch to this man is Nichol to this Isser. And Agam Machabas brings it down, but he brings it down the Beis Yosef, and Ramah brings it down. Ramah says, what's the Shir? The Yesh Oimim which ain't on the Bekim is a Mikro Machmas Tashmish, ki ain't Bekim Bashir and Nisker Lachain. Therefore, Kol Shuai Gimon Palma Samuch with Tashmish, Mikro Don Machmas Tashmish. So the third Shita that the Zman is we're not clear, and since we're not clear, anything that's Samuch is going to be Ulcer. So, first question is, what is this shear that the Ramah is saying from the Raivit, Yeshayim in the Raivit, that we have to be Bekiyim in? Once it's past Bekiyim, it's Mortar, it's not Roy Machmas Tashmish, you might be need 5 and 7, and be Osir, but there's no Din of Roy Machmas Tashmish. What shear, what is this man? So first, there seem to always be two ways to look at something. The words of the Ramah says, we're not Bekiyim. Then he ends off with a statement, Ulachain, and therefore, anything that's Samach is called Machmas Tashmish. What does the word, the Taich words literally mean? What does the word Samach mean? So again, Shas, for example, when you cannot do something before Mincha Ma'ariv, it says the word Samach. What is Man Samach? So the place came a half hour. You cannot do something by Samach to B'dikas Chometz, so the place came Samach is a half hour. You have a Chiv to check your clothing, Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah Chiv says Meshvua Samach, the Zman is a half hour. Chanukah, it says in Samach, a half hour. The concept all over again, Shas, the word Samach is always a half hour. That's first a klal. Coming from Mishoinim and Paiskim, that are clear that Samach is a half hour.
Not everyone, but it's also a Lachshah. By Tefillah, how much?
And the Lacha, there we go with a half hour.
Arab Shulchan.
I don't know though. Mishoinim really went to seem to go with a half hour. Standard is that the Malach that we have from Mishoinim, we already have this, we saw that Samach is a half hour. Therefore, the little Taich was the Ramah, the Ramah over here says the Yisoid of it's also not Bekiyim. Therefore, Samach Latashmish is going to be also, it has a dinner Roy Machmas Tashmish. What's the Shir? Come along with the Kor Chaim, it says the Shir is a half hour. The Shir is a half hour. That means you have Tashmish, within a half hour, she checks herself. Within a half hour, she checks herself, and if I is Dam, Lamais will be also, because Nichol Neged of Samach. By him, Lemaisel, Klor among the place, we do not need a shear. If he checks himself even 2 hours later, 3 hours, 4 hours later, finds Dam. Since when Beshash Tashmish was Mestam, that was where the Dam came from, he had no Dam from himself, there will be also even later on. But Mitzad her, the shear is Samach. The shear Samach is a half hour. There's one Malach to go, the Gang, the Dakshu brings down this Malach, and others bring down this Malach, the shear is a half hour. Why? The words of Samach always mean a half hour.
Wouldn't a half hour be much later than any of those two aforementioned shear?
Yeah, it will be. But since we're not Bikiyim, therefore we came along and said the Shia is Samach. See, the Svara is not the way, it's true, but it doesn't end off L'chein and therefore we want to out of the Shia. He ends off L'chein and therefore wants to Shia Samach. Why do you end off L'chein Samach? Let's say, therefore we'll be Machwa until, we're not, until we know for sure.
We know for sure.
He does not end over that point. The little words are not the way, says Makor Chaim. Taitshu words. The words are Samach. He ends off how we were not written the statement. We end off Stam. Once he out of the parish, He ends off, therefore the Shia is Samach.
If you did one Medika at 10 minutes and clean a second Medika at 20.
That's fine. The Shach says, fine. Because you know for sure you came later on. That's clear. It's fine.
But it's only the Chumah. The Kula, it's at 3 Medikas before Tashutu. If you don't see any of them, it's only half an hour.
No, so if you won't find also be Mutter. Because we know for sure you didn't see
either. Can
you count that as 3 Medikas? Yeah. The Rav Azar said, go send up to a half hour, yeah. Fine, that's one sheet. L'maisa, atzal ha-sheni, all the other Achorim say, L'maisa, it's not the Svara. The Svara is Eino no Bikiyim. Eino no Bikiyim, we're not Baki in Wav. We're not Baki in the Shir of Kadesh Terim in the Mito. We're not Baki in Tachas Kaya Rekesas. What the Shir is. The Svara is not Bikiyim in that. Now, past that, once it's out of the Parsha, not Bikiyim, L'maisa, that's the Shir. So there seems to be a second Shita. Now, what exactly is that number? What's the Shir of that? The words over here says Samach. So what do we have to be? We have to be out of the Parsha of Eino no Bikiyim. So what's the share of that? When are we became ready? We know certainly it's not Kadesh Shadar Minamita, certainly not Tachas Kavikasas. So among the Achoinim, Aruch HaShulchan writes a couple of minutes, he doesn't write exactly sure, the Sefer Tzedek writes 3 minutes, Chodesh Shani writes 2 or 3 minutes, find the Cheskes Tyre won't say it's a half a minute, the Pridea said 22 Amis, depends on Sefer's calling it, either says it's 12 seconds or 15 seconds, fine. So it ranges basically between 12 seconds to 3 minutes. Now, that's a second shita. A third shita, I'm not sure where they got that shita from. They either go that Mahalach or 10 to 15 minutes, or Vazim went with 10 minutes, or Divya Yasin with 15 minutes. And either you go with what says Aloha is a half hour, or you go with the Svara, when are we Baki? Between a half a minute to 3 minutes. Where do you get 10 to 15 minutes? That I have no idea from. And the fourth shita, which I would just say very simple, which I think I don't really retain it, what Pesach Zutta says, he starts off, Pesach Zutta quotes, those who say a half hour. And then he quotes those who say 22 Amis, which he says is about 15 seconds. And he says, I would not say either one. I say like everyone says, well, we know for sure we're out of the parasha. We know. The getter, there's no number, there's no shear, there's no game. Where do you get these numbers from? 22 Amis. We're walking. Well, that's not the shear. This year is what? When the person knows, you're out of the parish, we're not Bikiyim, at a certain time in a seichel that you know that it's not Samach, it's not Mamish, it's not Miyad, Samach El Tashmish. A person knows, this is not Samach, I didn't do it right away, I was parish, we spoke, we did Bidika, that's all.
Gives you the right to define what Samach.
What
Samach is defined by certain things, so they were giving terms, and that takes 15 seconds, 12 seconds, 3 minutes. So
and where did they get those numbers from? Do you read them? If they knew, I have a question. One person knew 3, one knew 2, one knew 15 seconds, one knew 30. But they all knew. They all had their own wife. I mean, I'm not sure how did these numbers came about.
So then you decide what you feel is the right one. What?
I'd rather not give numbers. His example, he says, the Pesach Zutta gives example. He says, Chazal seemed to say that this is Chomer Gezach. On Shabbos, B'Yom Einin, Halacha is once you know for sure it's Shabbos ends, the Maaser can make Abdol do Malacha Deraisa. So Pesach Zutta, and what do you know for sure? And what is that? Well, no, you know for sure. And what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? It says well, you know for sure. Anyone give you a number, an hour, a half hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes? No. You know, you're out of the Pasha, Shabbos ends. So it says Shabbos is Skilo, doing Malacha Deraisa. This Pasha is only the Rabbanon, says the Pesach Zutta. The Gedder Shulchan Aruch is when you know for sure.
He the Gemara gives a shir.
No, but here, the Gemara said one thing. We are saying we're not Bikiyim, so when are we not, how much will we be out of the Pasha we're not Bikiyim?
We're not Bikiyim between those two Shir, but the Maisa doesn't know beyond that those two Shir, and that we do know.
What, which is?
12 seconds.
Which is? Fine. So Maisa, I think I've got already 9 or 10 different Shirim over here, what exactly the Shir is. As the Bada asks, he brings down different Shir, he brings down 22 Amis, and he brings down a half hour. The Bada, he says, Maisa, don't be machma so much. You have to judge every single case. And there's what to deal with and handle with exactly if such a thing happens. Fine. But again, nearly I just go with Pesach Zutta. When a person knows, out of the parasha. Now, there is a shail over here. Personally, I have Tashmish. Now, there is an hoga that they do teach people get married, that they should not be poish with a Eva Chai, be poish by Eva Meis, they're coming from the Kitzah Ashlo, coming from the Rizal. There's the inin of all the Zera that comes out, or even the Netzaitis should go into the Isha, and therefore the Netzaitis are Kedusha, comes out the person into the Isha, and therefore you should not be poish by Eva Chai. Aval Alochi la be poish by Eva Chai. But the inin is the inin, the concept they try to teach people when they get married, not to be poish in Eva Chai, only in Eva Meis. Now being poish by the Eva Meis, I assume it will take a couple minutes, 5, 10, 20 minutes to be poished till it comes in Eva Meis. Depends if getting married may take longer, later on may take shorter. To be poished by Eva Meis. And Eva Meis, the Meis is that, the Loch, is that the Miyad or not Miyad? So this is the first time in Shuas, Daf Yiches, Tosef there says, someone's poished by Eva Meis, there's not Ksid anymore that you have a carbon for, and the Meis is out of the Parasha. Yeah, the Parasha is Mutter. Tosef is a Daf Yiches. If so, come along the Shalom Eishiv and says over here, let's say a person is going like the Kitzah Shloh, and he's poished with an Eva Meis. So Mitzad her, Avad, there's no problem. She's after the Shia of Oistim, after the Shia of Carbon. Mitzad him, you find upon him, maybe the Dam came afterwards. They have no right. The only reason we're coming to ask him, you find it 2 hours later, 3 hours later, because when it happened, with Shas Tashmish. But here when she was Yaitzi, it was Yaitzi when? 10 minutes later. 15 minutes later, it's out of the Zman. It's out of the Zman already. It's out of the Zman already. So Taisus, if so, then even if you find Dam upon him, maybe it happened afterwards, and that way Machmas Tashmish.
So what part of Tashmish is Gurim? Is the Mamash Tashmish itself, or just by him being there?
So it's either the Chimod or the Dosh or the... But not one, the receiving from Taisfus, once it's Mace, we see it's not there anymore. Echam, they discuss
it.
We receive from Taisfus.
Yeah,
but once we... Then it's not Roy Machmas Tashmish anymore, right? Once we know it's out of the Pasha, of Korban's not Roy Machmas Tashmish. That's Klol Alocha. It might be Shepton is 5 and 7, and you might have it in the Vestas, but not Roy Machmas Tashmish. No, so the way the Chesed Tzai won't say over, half hour, but the story tells you is, by an Eva Meis, then we're Bucky ready. We know, everyone knows when it's Eva Meis. So then once Eva Meis, we literally get a Bucky, so we won't have this whole entire Chum and the Ramo. Even if you want to go the half hour, it's a Chiddush just a half hour. But even if we go the Ramo, I could say we literally get a Bucky ready. So it'll come out that if you wait to an Eva Meis, that those one title, there will never be a case of Roy Machmas Tashmish. Again, you'll be Tomei. Avada the Ramal ends up saying you will be Tomei. You'll be 5 and 7. But Maisi won't be Roy Machmas Tashmish. So, but as we look at the Shalom Eishiv, we say Nechanami. And the Masham makes it down Shuvan twice and says, we go this way, Lalocha, Tayas Tobias. They go this Alocha that it's not, if you Echami stay inside, you don't check Miyad, it's not check Miyad, once the Eva Meis, Maisi be Mutter. The flow over here on the Sugya, he brings down the Taisis, and he wants to say Taisis Dacha Gadol. And he wants to argue in Taisus. He says, however, there are Muslims to go with Taisus, end of Tzorachi and Godel. The Shua Shai, he wants to say there's no right from Taisus. He wants to say that when Isha is lying on her back, so the stomach is now dumb, then when it comes after her, it's going to go into that mokrim where the Eivor is. Except when the Eivor is the Eivor Chai, that's being Dosh, and Echlami can go where the dam is, and therefore you find dam upon her, upon him, therefore it's a rise where Machmas Tashmish. Once you're going to wait till it comes Eva Meis, being punished by Eva Meis, he wants a Taino, it's not any riot anymore. It's not shy to get the Dam when you're in Eva Meis, because you're in Eva Meis, it's not going to go that far back, and she's longer on the back. And therefore, when it comes from that Malkum, if he wants to all go on the seaside and say, you find Dam, even though it's Eva Meis, he wants to say, this is Roy Machmas Tashmish. Because the whole Taisus is discussing him inside the Isser of Yechayv Korban, not Chayv Korban. He's not discussing the Isser inside Roy Machmas Tashmish. As Korban, you're punished by Eva Meis, with no Taiva, no Korban. But mitzad finding dam upon it, you want to say lemaisa. There's no way to find dam if there was an eva meis, unless you came upon it when it was an eva chayis.
So.
Yeah, you want to say it appears in the after. You can twice enough gimel and nida that says when she lines her back, it won't come down. Won't happen.
Well, let's say
the
person come. Knows the
coil
that even when she lies on her back, it comes out.
But he quotes it's not the way. So he wants to argue. Halacha again, the masham is mekel. The bada brings down this machloek. The bada says you can mitzarif it lahokol. Fine, yesh lo, yesh lo.
How she knows that?
First the place can be when she said that to Macy, even if it's not solved because of the rest of Machmer, that means usually we're not sure if she's Neman or not. We're not sure. The Chavadas discusses this point, is she Neman or not? The dam will not come, so therefore the must be that the dam is on the Eivor, that's the Eivor Meis, must be came from beforehand, from one of the Mishash Tashmish. But again,
no, but
so.
What she needs to make is mashma that she knows that right now the dam came.
Or solving it to me. Lav dafka vada to Macy. The Paiskin was even solving. Solving your eyes, it'll be machmer. Once again, so Alta Shella, Eva Mace, it's Machloikis, those ones still be Michael, but I think Mitzar for Lohokal. Now,
you'd definitely be tied to Parashir or Kayan or to do
So, I was looking and I thought I still saw the Bade Kupe, not Bade, the Shere Levi and Kupe Vov discuss this point. Pashas not. You can, firstly, if it really depends. If you don't see dam afterwards, it'll be a raya. It will make a chazoka. If you see dam, it won't make you into a machmas tashmish. If you don't see, it'll make it a chazoka, because the ma'isa, it's not on him, it's not on her, so where is it? Oh my, it was never happened. The chul will be right, it'll be enough to make a chazoka. Again, the Moshe in Shuvah says you can do a b'dik even in the morning. The Vazah says you can only do a b'dik until a half hour in Kopei Vav. The place can say the Graz says miyad, the Moshe says until the morning, and the Vazah. Why should I even in the morning? Would it go anywhere?
It's not going to be Metame.
It won't be Metame, but it will make a Chazaka. That's only by Psulim, Chayshu, but here we don't see this Chash over here. We don't see this concept over here. If that's so, there will be Chayshu even Miyad. Pidika Miyad won't even help. It's Shukhazara Miyad. So again, the place can say you should do it Miyad. The Gedda Miyad is, again, the Vosa until half hour, Moshe is until the morning. Now, so this again, the Kamalung Ramo, the Mosa, we're not Bekim. Now, we're not Bekim, it says the Ramo is for to be Moitzi from the Baal. Maisa the Asir to the Oilom, the Shach is Mesopik. He says to Achian, if come to Asil Oilom, because to take the Raivit to be Machmer the Seder. But Asir not to get married at all, that he says to Achian. Now, first, what does that mean? It seems to be Machloikis, the Seder Tyro on the Kishchon Aruch. Does that mean, therefore, that what happened? She had one husband, she's Asr. Second husband, she's Asr. Third husband, third time, Rabbi Machmas had arrived to Asr Oilam, that we're not going to do. But the third husband himself, after the third Biyah, can you mutter to him or Asr to him? Do you say the Shach is saying that Maitre Asr to him, but then the fourth guy would be mutter to? Well, no. You can't Asr him and mutter the fourth guy. It's attached to the Sasri. Once it's Asr to him, we're saying Asr Oilam. Alamai can say, no, it's mutter to the rest of the world, so I mean mutter back to him. So the kids won't say even the third guy also is mutter. We're not going to take the arrived to Asr to the third person. Or, and the Sitari said, no, we'll answer to the third person, but not to the fourth person. So first, the machloek is what the Shach's suffix is.
What
she did a no, she did a no b'dikas the we're not b'kim, we did a b'dikas 2 minutes later. So the Rabbi says to machmel only to be hoitzi from the Bible, but not to us. So the Shach, but not to the oisel oilam. Not to ask it to the whole entire world. He is the subject that way.
Well, this is only, if you know this, if you can mimshah, that's already after karakasas.
And if it's after?
If it's before Karakasas, so it doesn't pass anything.
So you need a rod that knows how much Karakasas. Oh, so it comes out very interesting that even though we're not Bekim, we'll come out after three husbands, we'll have to come out to know what exactly Karakasas is, what Teramilimita is, yes. Well, so nice again, so the Shach is says to Archim, Lalocha, the Tarishlam brings down the page that from the Ravid, it sounds like not to be Mechalik, the Archashulim wants to be Machmer. The Graz wants to be Machmatah, certainly the Bada and Tversi that want to be Mekel, and say the Meister, the Zachum of the Ravit, you don't see any clear, any real Maramachim to be Machmer, and therefore you only want to be Mekel. Fine, a Shiloh. Now, this is all a case, this Ramah is talking about a case of Samoch. Let's say you did not see Samoch. The Meister did a B'dik in the morning. Let's say the B'dik in the morning, Chlor, according to all the places can be wanted, should have been clearly down after an hour or 2 hours in the morning, that certainly is not a case of Samoch. The Loch in that case is not Roy Machmas Tashmish. That means it would come out to the fear of Moshe. Moshe sounds like it will help to make a Chazoko. It will help to make a Chazoko. But Moshe, if you see Dam, will not ask you out Roy Machmas Tashmish. However, you'll need you'll be also, like a regular issue. You need 5 days of waiting, then 7 days in the Kiyam. On that case, come along with the Piskashuvah, we're bringing up in the Chavadas. Then in Simon Kupay Vav, we had a Machloikis, if you need to make a Chazoko. And also, if you already made a chazaka, what the loch is. Come along the Chavadas over here and says, even if you already made a chazaka, the loch is you have to do it again. And really, Chavadas has two cases. Let's say you're a veskevor. You had a veskevor. And therefore, Sim Kupay Vav, you have no chia bedika. Let's say over here, you found in the morning, even Zman Moflug in the morning, the loch is you have to go do bedikas. What bedikas? One time. Why? Because since it's a vesh, ain't a kevor. Therefore, you do bedika, koidim achatashmish, for sure. Koidim is machloikas, but achatashmish, why to be oike what you saw in the morning? And let's say you have a vesh in a kavoy. Even though, let's say, in the beginning of marriage, you made a chazok, you had a chazok. 10 years later, that there are more holes, you can be mekalkim mitzad roi machmas tashmish. The more holes, you can mess yourself up even 10 years later. So what's halacha? You saw one time in the morning. What's halacha? Then you have to do again chazok. You have to make chazaka one more time. That means you have to do bedikas before, bedikas afterwards. And even if the shach will agree that you have to do bedikas before and afterwards, the shach only says v'chem amadavar, v'chem amadavar is the only case where you're assuming to be your Torah. Maisa, one time you saw machmas tashmish, meaning, let's say the next morning, or come out to the chavadah, still you have to make a nayar chazaka. Sorry? Yeah, then we'll get involved with Shubhas Nashim. Back to Lachas Sim Kupay Vav. According to the next one. Because he has Ma Muflik. Okay, clear, right?
So why is it stuck? If you're not
going to
say that that's
Rechman Pesachim,
so why are we
questioning? No, we assume it's that carbon is not there for the Lachas Sim Kupay Vav. My sin is a Chash. And our notion may have this Malach, therefore you have to, it brings a Rechman Gemara, I want to say therefore you have to make Chazaka. You have to knock away this race that you have for names. There's a race right here. A body, a motor, there's no, we don't count to one, three, 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 a sewer. She'll need now a bedikah right away.
No, if she did a bedikah right away and then in the morning she saw.
Right.
For sure that
that's no, that's for nothing to do with. That's not.
So what about underwear? Is the underwear considered, what was that considered a kinyo for that it is? That she does in the bedikah in the morning, so why is it? She's not really my profession.
She did a bedikah when after
she put underwear on after tashmish. Right. There's nothing on the underwear. Now in the morning, she does a bedikah. So the question is the underwear considered a kinuach, not to...
No, why not? Because maybe you say it. Who said it came
good,
out?
Right?
Why say it came out for?
Kinuach is good, right?
Kinuach yeah. Would be good. Right? So if we say underwear is normally like kinuach...
Who said underwear is like kinuach?
Like we said before, our women, it could be that nowadays that underwear is considered like kinuach.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. It has a mile of Chavadas, you know where it went, but I'm not sure that that will help.
She does a kinoch in the morning, she makes a bedikah, she finds dam, so
look
at the
kinoch. She does
a kinoch right away, she did not find dam. In the morning, she did a bedikah, she found dam.
Not sure.
Yeah, the shaft.
It says? No, but he's saying the kinoach and the bedikah. Shachtam had the bedikah and the bedikah, or kinoach and kinoach. You want to know kinoach and the bedikah? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. No, he's talking about Roy Machmas Tash for the Shach. He's talking about Al-Mechazon. Fine. Now, Mitzad, the Ikar Lochel, Maisa, we have, again, the Sugi Roy Machmas Tashmish. There seems to be a basic machlokes in the Yisoid, what's behind the Sugi Roy Machmas Tashmish. The way the Ulam says over, simply, is that Iker, Roy Machmas Tashmish is a vest. I mean, you learn the whole Siman Kuf Pei Tes, and the Kuf Pei Tes had numerous different vestas we had. Aflog, Chodesh, Beni, we had Shois, different vestas, Diluk, Siruk. The way I have the Noida Behuda, and seems to be the Shach and Taz later on in the Simin, the Roy Machmas Tashmish for Esim is a vest. For that reason, come on every Chabura that I know of knows Kuf Pei Zayin after Kuf Pei Tes, because otherwise you want to tell what's going on over here. Kuf Pei Zayin, but Esim, Roy Machmas Tashmish is a vest. Is a vest. That's one. What?
That's a minus.
Oh, we'll get to which vest? A vest. It is a vest. That's it. Ikka the person say. However, there is a second malach. It's better than be three malach. There is a second malach. There is Arif HaSulchan. He basically wants to come to the Gemara. The Gemara says that how do you heal her? You scare her, and then the Chora Adam falls out of her. Therefore, it's the Tzrapa. We'll see later on the Simon if we're Samech upon that or not. So, he wants to say the whole time, you said Roy Machmas Tashmish has nothing to do with Vestus. And he has to answer the Rajbun, the Beis Yosef, and the Shach and Tazi. He wants to argue with them. And what's happening, they said over here, it's not Mitzvah Vestus, it's a sugya of Chayla, she's a sick person, she's a Mali Dam, and therefore she has a sickness inside of her. No, not a Chavadas. Chavadas is the third sheet. He makes it into a Tzirif. He wants to say it's both. He wants to say with Mesupik, which one is it? Is it Chayla or is it Vestus? Therefore he comes on and makes Tzirufim, Bisfek, Svekis, and Sofix. He said Vestus is both of them. We're not sure which one it is. Again, our Shulman says no, he quotes Chavadas says halfway like him. But not fully, he says he's wrong. It's only Chayla. And then Noda Behuda and the Chsam Sofer and the way Paiskim say it's only Vestus. The way the Chavadah said it, he makes it Tziruf, he says we're not sure which one it is. And therefore he has a whole long Arichas over here to make different Tzirufim and different Alochas over here to say it's both of them. But that's first Yisrael Shavoy. Now again, the Ikka among the Paiskim seem to go not like the Chavadas, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, but Ikka, they have Kasha themselves. And the Ikka Malach seems to be, it's a regular vest. Now which vest is it, like you're asking, Avi? Is it a vest HaGuf or is it a vest HaOinus? So that's the way over here the Chavadas, the Nodeb Yehuda starts off, and the Pesach Shuvah and Sigvan Aleph, seems to say it's a vest HaOinus. And we'll get to Sif Yud Aleph over there. It seems to be a machlokes Shach and Taz over there on the page. The Shach seems to call a Vesta Oinis, and the Taz over there calls a Vesta Guf, Vesta Chila, Vesta Guf. Now we'll get back to over there exactly what the machlokes and what the Yisoid of the machlokes is. Why should be one over the other? Pashas, you would say it's more Vesta Chilo, because it comes, it's being nichtus inside of her and changing her Indian, and Vesta Chilo, a lot of Vesta Guf. The Chavadas, the Nadi Behuda wants to say, like the Shach, it's Vesta Oinis, it's totally an outside factor. Now this is the Ikke Kasha, they say, if it's a Vesta Oinis, Mechav doesn't hold the Vesta Oinis. We look Kupay Tess, Mechav doesn't hold the Vesta Oinis, how can you call Vesta Oinis? Elamai, you must say, that he holds Vesta... Not a Mokiv over here either. No, the Ramah holds Enikavor. Mechav doesn't hold the Vesta at all. So the Ramah is very good, but Mechav, they must say that over here, is even though it's a Vesta Oinis, but it's more of a Indian that's aimed to happen, the Holy Side, why by Vest? Oinus will come to you makel, because it's totally an outside factor. It's not, who says one should be totally upon the other? It's not spimid, one to be totally upon the other. Mash Enkin over here, you showed him say batsim, when you have Tashmish, the Tashmish is a derech to gurim the dam to come, either mitzad the chimud or the chimum, because that's the mitzvah, how an isha seems to go, that it's a derech to happen. Therefore, even though the mechava is makel and vest oinus, over here I'll be masking that maybe it is Tali Zebazan. That's Be'etzim why we have Bedikin Seven Kupay above for. Why? Because it says Iran, it is there mitzad Tashmish to be going it. Therefore, I will get a Vesta Oinis. Vesta Kuf. Fine. Masking, but the shells, so it will come out, Laf Kamino, we have different. Vesta Kuf is more Mach than Vesta Oinis. So we'll get to Sivir Al Machlokes Tashmish Shach over there. The Nafkaminas had a look at it, and the Tetzel the Nafkaminas masking. So again, so it comes out. Betzim the first he said over here is in the vest not Ikkav Pesach Bilo. It's vest not Mitzad Choli Umitzad Sirif. Now which vest that Ikkav have to get Sivir Al Machlokes Shach and Taz over there? Now this Machlokes is a Mitzad Choli Mitzad vest. There are three Nafkaminas or two Nafkaminas. It really depends who's quoting it. So with different Nafkaminas, how to understand it. One shell at first is Roy Machmas Tashmish is a Dindra Abono Dindra Iso. Dindra Abono Dindra Iso. So those who want Taino, it really depends where the Makar of this Isser is. It Mitzad Vest as the Aruch HaShulchan. We hold Vest as the Abono. So the Aruch HaShulchan, we hear it Mitzad Choyli and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan, Mitzad Choyli and therefore the Dindra Iso. Dindra Iso. Even on the Tzad, you want to say. Because we see it's Oim to happen. You have a Chazaka, Chazaka and Gan Shas, the Iso. Only mitzvah vest is you have no goshen, you have no tyro, we have no reason to assume it comes upon you, have reason to say it's the Rabbanon. But here we have a chazak. I know, but here we have a chazak, or you made that happen. So the mice, for that reason, that this is Hermit's Seas.
Anything of Aragosha is not the rice.
If it's Beshefa, then certainly it's the rice. Maybe she made a mistake. Can't say, but he wants to say that if it's chayli, then we have no klal of vest as the Rabbanon. We go back to the klal of chazak, and therefore it's the rice. That's one way of saying it. Oid in a tziv, in either in Shiltis or in Meshav Dover or in Tshuva, you want to tell me even a Vestri Abonon still be passing over here as Deraisa? Because why? Because only the reason to say Vestri Abonon, because the Tashmish itself is not the Gurim. Why? What's the Gurim? It's either the distance of the days or the Levonas of the Gurim. But here when the Tashmish itself is the Gurim, Avad is Deraisa. The Guf HaDov is the Gurim. You tell me it's going to be the Abonon. If it's an outside factor, fine. That's your body. This is the Tashmish, one has nothing to do with another. When the Guf HaDov is the Gurim, Avad can be a Deraisa. So there are those who want to know that Sai Vestis, when they go to Mahalcha Vestis, or Chorli is Deraisa. Maestro Roy Paiskim did not go this way. You'll see the Beis Yosef and the Simon, the Sifid Beis. He quotes a Tshuva Zirajba, quoting the Maram. In this case, is a case of the Rabbanon. And come on, all the Paiskim goes to Rabbanon, that's on Nodib Yudo, and others very clear, Sam Seifer, and others say to Rabbanon. This is an interesting Tshuva by Shlomo Zalman, Slam is a Gedalia Tshuva to see, that he wrote a Kuntris, first it was printed at the back of his brother Sefer, Imri Avram. Imri Avram is a Sefer on Vestis. So he wrote a Tshuva, a Perach 35-page Tshuva, about Bedika B'Shoferes. The whole Indian of Roy Machmas Tashmish, the Bedika B'Shoferes, and now he got into a little bit of hot water about it, but Maisa the Gedalia back to him at the end because of it, and he wrote it. Now Maisa now is printed in Mincha Shloimo, in Chelet Beis, Simen Ayin, in the red ones, the black ones, Simen Ayin Beis. So over there is 35 pages going through the Iker, the whole entire Simon. So God, he also writes over there, even though he brings down the Netziv who says Deraisa, he said Mekom Makom Lalacha, all the parts can take upon themselves, the Lalacha over his only Dindir Abonon. And that basically, Mevin Yovan makes a big nachmina how to deal with it already, if it's Rabbanon Deraisa, that if one Mitzar of Kulas, Iker the parts can go is Dir Abonon. that one Taina says Nadav Yehuda, even though no the Nadav Yehuda himself writes that even though I hold that Chashash Shematira is a din deraisa, but he wants to say Lekuli Alma is a case of Drabonim. Everyone holds this case of Drabonim. Why? Because he says the whole entire loch over here is what is a Vesh Einik Kavua, is Maskan Vesh Einik Kavua, so Vesh Einik Kavua, everyone agrees to Drabonim. So he himself wants a Taina this whole entire thing, even though he holds really Vesh is deraisa, it's like the Prishish boy over here is Drabonim. So it comes out that even though the is a machloikis by Vesis and the Prisha Drabon Deraiso, Shematira, not Shematira, but Mice over here, they want each side want to say doesn't make a difference. Either they want to say it's Deraiso and the Tiv, why the Dam itself is a Garim, the B itself is a Garim, or the Nadabudu want to say it's only Vesha and a Kavua, therefore it's going to be Drabonon. Mice and the Pais can go, but Ikka, that Roy Machmash Tashmish is a Din Drabonon. That's Aleph. The second Afghan they want to make upon this Shaila, if it's a Din Vestis, or is Din Chaila, is what happens if you have a vest afterwards. So everyone saw the Pesach Tshuva, Sikon Aleph, Pigzal Machlokes, Chavdas, and Nadi Bihudo. That what happens to the person as a vest afterwards, meaning person first, regular vesh and a kavura, regular isha, then she saw Roy Machmash Tashmish 3 times, so then afterwards she came along and she saw Aleph Chodesh, Aleph and Aleph, 3 times Aleph. She is a vest Chodesh. Is a vest Chodesh going to be Oiker, her Roy Machmash Tashmish? So come along those the Nadav Yehuda want to say it's mortar. First in the Chelek Aleph in Kama he says I have a chiddush mentioning tshuva. First he writes him is any chiddush you have a roi machmas tashmish any kula the poskim don't say. He says yeah I have a kula the poskim don't say. He's afraid to be mekel. Well meisin tinyonon the meisin is mekel. He has different tshuvas about it. And the meisin is mekel.
He doesn't have to get divorced.
He doesn't have to get divorced, right?
Even though she was supposed to get divorced before she got
divorced. No, she doesn't have to get divorced. Now what to do as the locha as yichud we'll get later on the simon.
How did they stay together? They were supposed to get divorced.
No, they
staying
together.
No,
not Pesach. Even Beheter, if they have no problem with Yichud, it won't be. I think there's no issur. We'll have to get later from Simon. If only take care of the problem with Yichud, it won't be a problem.
They don't have to get divorced before hell. It's only if they want to have Tashmish to get divorced. They could stay together.
The truth is, I have to see the rest of the Simon.
No, because if they were supposed to get divorced, so.
I think there are ways around it that they don't have to get divorced. But Maisa again, the Yehuda wants to see Mekel and Taina. What happened? He had a Vest Kavias after Yevesh Enikvah. Why? He's Lishitosla. He said the whole entire side over here in Midin Vestis. And what Vestis says is Vest Akvitis. Vest Akvitis, the Ramah says, even after 3 times, only has to get a Vesh Enikvah. The law is by Vesh Enikvah. You know, by Vestis already, once you get a Vest Kavah, a Vest Kavah, not still a Vesh Enikvah. That comes from the Yehuda. He's Mekel for that reason. Maisa, the place can come on, all of them argue for 2 different reasons. Either they can go like the Mahalach or Cheshulchan and the Chavadas, the Chashash Choli over here. A Choli therefore has no Shaychus to the Indian of Vestis, and therefore we won't say the side of Vest Kavua is Oikah of Vesh Enikvah. The Chashash will be Mitzad Choli, nothing to do with one with another. That's one Mahalach. Or the Abdenazah says, even if you want to go to the Mahalach of Vestis, but Maisa, it's the only time we say that a Vest Kavua is Oikah of Vesh Enikvah is Dafko, when you cannot have both. You can have a Chof L'Chodesh, a Lam L'Chodesh. But they have to have 2 vestas, have Roy Machmas Tashmish, and have also Aleph Tashmish. Since it's shaykh to have both, the Kviyas will not knock off Sheena Kvua. And since it's shaykh to have both, therefore we have to be Machmer and cannot have the Kulun of the Noid of Yehuda. So fine, so Maisa, we have another Nafkamina to say the Yisrael Mitzah Vestas, that Yehuda wants to be Mekel and say it's a Ged of Vest Kvitas, and therefore a Vest Kvua will be Oikut, but Ikka the Pais can want to argue. That Yehuda himself is Mesupik in another case. Just to be clear, there's Ramon in Siman Kuf Pei Tes and Sif Yud Gimel. Over there he has a case. Let's say you saw an Aleph Nisan, an Aleph Ir, and Aleph Sivan. Then on those are the 3 cases, Nivya Yav Vesta Chodesh. Came along on the next Aleph you did not see. Then the next Chof you did see. And then the Aleph you did see. So again, it came that you did not see. Again, you saw Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Vesta Chodesh for Aleph. You came along on the next Aleph you didn't see. You saw on Chof. Then you saw on Aleph. The Mor is very clear. We're not Chodesh for Chof. Not Chodesh for Chof. Why? Because you go back to Vesta Kriyas. But the Elamaisa you did not see on Aleph. Therefore we say, what happened? Aleph went to Chof. Went back to Aleph. You chose it back to Vesta Kriyas. What happened? You saw Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Again, you saw on Aleph. And then you saw on Chof. Then you saw on Aleph. You never missed a date. Never missed a date. Back to Nadav Yehuda, as a Sophic. In that case, you still have to be Choshev Chof. The only time the Amal says not to be choshev chof is when you missed Aleph and you went back to Aleph, so you went back to what you were. What happens? You never missed Aleph. You always kept Aleph. And you also saw Chav. So you say, and you saw Aleph afterward, you say you go back to Aleph? Or no, after you Chosh V'Chav? Because you're never going back to anything. You never miss anything to go back to. The whole Ramah is saying what? You missed Aleph, you saw Chav, you went to Aleph, you go back to Aleph. Because you missed something. But you didn't miss anything. You saw Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. You saw Aleph again, and then Chav. Maybe still be Chosh V'Chav again. Says, no, the Buddha is Mesopic. What's Nafkamina for this case? Let's say a person has a Roy Machmas Tashmish 3 times, but he had a Veskivor beforehand. So you have Veskivor beforehand, then you want to know if your Veskivor afterwards can be Oiker the Roy Machmas Tashmish. Are you still on your Veskivias? So what? Is that, does it make you go back to what you had? It doesn't make you go back to what you had. You never miss what you saw in between. That's the Sophic. Therefore, in the Shubas, you want something to make on that case, he says you have to go Isker the Roy Ro. If you can't be makel in that case, when you already had a Veskivias beforehand.
But what happens? Did she see Dam that night? Let's say she
never missed seeing a Veskivor.
She saw Dam Machmas Tashmish?
And she also saw. No, and she also Machmas Tashmish.
But
she
the both. Days of the Veskivor, did she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish? No.
She can have Tashmish on Veskivor. She also Tashmish by Veskivor. So myself, so first in that case itself, the loch to be paskin. What do you paskin some in that case? You had a veskavias, and then you did not miss, and you still a chof, and then al vot halacha. So they bring down the pesach tshuva and cook pay test. They've gone lam and beis, bring down these in the sulpik. Myself, those who are machmer and beis mer and chavidas and chof masodam and the paskin is menenu the vosel myself is machmer. I say hashenu those who are mekel in such a case, the makor mayim chayim patus moinim the graz and mekel and marakoyim myself is mekel halacha. So it comes out in this case specifically if you be choshev chof and as machlokes. However, mitzad roi machmas tashmish, everyone says to be machmer, because first of all, the halacha itself that a ves kavua could be oikev vesh ene kavua, those who want to argue that to be Yehuda Aleph. And void in this case, that the Yehuda himself is mesopik. Therefore, the person can say avad in this case avad yet to machmer, it cannot be oikev and say you have ves kavua before, then you will not be oikev your roi machmas tashmish. And fair enough, meaning they want to say, based upon this, you say, what's the mahalach of here? It's mitzad vesis, mitzad choylos. What happens that you roi machmas tashmish once, a second time, a third time? But a third time, you roi machmas tashmish, she became pregnant. And then 3 months later, she became hoka ovra. And therefore, now she's musulakis. After 3 months, she is musulakis, bizmana chazal. That was maybe earlier, but bizmana chazal. So now she mutter. If you go with the say the vest, there's no vessels by the case of she's Mubaris, and therefore she should be mutter. Therefore, those who Lamaisa want to argue the point, the Chavadas, the Shishtosai says no, it's a Chashash Choyli over here. Chashash Choyli has nothing to do with vessels, and they will come on the Chavadas and says, Avad Yapi Machmer. The Rosh Shulchan says, Avad Yapi Machmer. While the Shishtosai, the Ikki side over here, is inside Choyli. Choyli, who cares Mubaris? No Indian Musulakas, therefore they want to be Machmer. However, over here, numerous places can go like the Noda Bihuda. Again, they want to argue in the other cases, but over here, they want to say the Ikki side over here is Mitzad vest. And once she's Mushalekha, she has no vest over there anymore. Therefore, Mitzad that, says the Noda Bihuda, once she comes Hukka of Velmaisu, she will be Mutter. She will be Mutter. However, let's say, once she passes the being Muberes, and passes being later, at 24 months, afterwards, the problem is she'll go back and be Chayzer to the vest she had before, and we pass in the Loch in Simon Kuf Beites, is that any Veskavias that she had, or Vest, I mean, truth is, by Veskavias, anything she had before, and Bechoyza to afterwards, after being Mubarak to Munekas. So over here also, it says, Nadi Behuda, go back to the Locha, you Bechoyza for your Vest, the Vest that you had before, and say, so will only Mutter when she Mubarak to Munekas.
Yeah, then it depends on if we hold that very much the Vest is Avenus.
Oh, so come along the pre-day, right, come along the pre-day, any time there's, but once you go to the Noda Behuda, let's go with him all the way. Then what Noda Behuda holds, it's a vest kvitzis, vest kvitzis, vest she'ena kavua. A vest she'ena kavua, we do not get back after Mubarak to Menekes. It doesn't get it back. Therefore we want to say that it's Tati Mekel, even after Mubarak, and after Menekes she'll be mutter, why could you don't get back anything? She starts brand new.
This Vlad will be a Benita?
It will not be a Benita.
Even if you do go back,
Lamaisa. I think the place can say that if it's mitzad oinus, then it's not benido. And kuf tayeh, let's say a kid, an accident of benido mitzad oinus. Benido only mitzad is a shpoy. If you had a right to tashmish, the could be foreign and you're an oinus, before it's mutter.
Yeah, but
it's an accident of benido. Yeah, we're all going to. Yeah. Tell us what happens to Bizmanenu, because we are. Naksim is Selekis, Lachum Lachalpachis, when she's Winekis. Oh, so we'll get to the next case. The Maisa comes out again, so Mitzamu Beres, speaking of the Pashkin, when we make all. It to be choizer afterwards, not the Nadibu themselves, Maisa writes as choizer, and they're asking him, says the Peter, they don't understand why be choizer, the Maisa Vesha Enekavu, and he wants to be Makel. Fine, but the Iker, since the Nadibu himself, who's in the Mar Mokum to be Makel, is Machman in this case, for the Pashkin will be Machman, and will be choizer the Roy Machman Tashbush, and she will be also. Now, they do say that first the halacha of Bedika of Shefaferes, the Beis, will not help when she's Muberes to Menekes, because she is Misalekes, which is Pashit. And the way the place can say, let's say she sees Roy Machmas Tashmish when she's Muberes to Menekes and Echlami, then the Vada should be also then, and should be also even afterwards. Because we know the halacha is she can make a vest during when she is Muberes, and therefore it should be also even when she's Muberes to Menekes, if she makes a Roy Machmas Tashmish when she's Muberes to Menekes. Again, this form is stumbling down that after a person gives birth, the area itself seems to be very sensitive, and therefore there are noshim who do see dam afterwards after they are yoledes. And some the first call the doctor, make sure everything's okay, fine, because they're very sensitive. And usually it's a makkah, and then you have to get the sugya makkah, which is betzim mitzvah mitzad makkah, not mitzad roi machmas tashmish. If she can do bedikah mitzad may koyar, that means the loch is that an isha is by a boy is 7 and 33, 7 days that you may Tomei, and 33 is Meitor, and by girls 14 and 66. So Loch is Meitor, let's say she even sees Dam during those days, a Loch is she's Torah, Minat Torah, and Midah Bon Be'ekar, except we have a Minig to be Machmer. So come on the place, given to Faris Sol and others, they all say, Maisev, she is Roy Machmer's Tashmish, and she came pregnant, so pregnant itself is Machloik Snodi Behutu and others. But Maisev, the place can want to say that Meitor, everyone agrees Iladu Tashmish. But what's the worst thing that will happen? She'll see Dam. She's Dam, Betzim, she really is Mutter. Dam, Betzim is Tohar. I we have a Chumma, it's a Chumma that we call upon Atzmeinu, but not Mitzah, the Isra, Avoid Machmas Tashmish. Therefore, all the place can say that she can do Bia, is man, you may Tohar. Then the Shaila is, does the Bia help Atzmeinu Machmas Tashmish? That's a separate Shaila. Fine, that's Adkan, the Nafkminis, and the Yisoid is Mitzad Ves, Mitzad Choyli. Now, this halach over here also is brought down that it has to be dafka gimel pom mitzufim. It has to be three times straight. Coming from the Rashi and Shuvah, that has to be three times straight. Coming from Shach doesn't mean three nights in a row. It means three bedikas in a row. Three tashmishim in a row. Now, there is a chavadas over here that the Pesach Shuvah brings down, and the Pesach Shuvah l'shitos and the chavadas l'shitosai, that they hold that let's say you had tashmish twice, roi machmas tashmish. The third time you did not do a bedika. You did a bedika half hour later, an hour later. Or did do a bedika, let's say. And then the fourth time you did a bedika and you saw Roy Machmas Tashmish, they come along and say that those three are mitzaref. The middle one you knock out, you don't count. Why you didn't do a bedika and does not knock out, does not knock away the first two. Now Be'etzim, when you learn the Simon Kuf Peidal over there, the Pesach Shuvah brought it down, also the same Yisoid, to make a Ves Kavua, the Shita of the Chavadas is that, let's say you saw an Aleph, and you saw an Aleph. And then on Aleph of the third month, you did not do Bedikah. And then you saw the fourth month Aleph, so the Chavadas, you mitzaref, and you have Veskavua for Aleph. Because Ketshuva again brought down Lalocha. Lamaisa, we did not go that way. Lalocha, the place can say, to make a Veskavua, you have to see three Aleph straight. And the fact that you did not do a Bedikah does not make it that you did not knock off the first two. It still knocks off the first two, because you have Shach Reis over here, you have no Hakosh over here, and therefore it knocks off the first two. Therefore, the Paiskim say the same thing over here, that Chavadas himself says he is L'shitosai, and therefore for that reason, Paiskim over here say the same thing. Let's say you're Mori Machmas Tashmish twice, and third time you not do Bediko, third time knocks off the first two, and therefore you start all over again. Now, also another shall they discuss over here, do you need...
That's the Itzit thing to do.
Yeah. No, you're here to do Bediko. You know, and you have to do bedikah. What? Now, there's one other point discussed over here, is what happens that the first tashmish is a count. That's something that it seems to be arguing machlokes pshat the Gemara. The Gemara says, you roi machmas tashmish, then you did 1, 2, and 3. Do you read it 1, 2, and 3 besides roi machmas tashmish? Or do you read it, the 1 is part of roi machmas tashmish? The Taz and Shach comes along and say that it means roi machmas tashmish plus 2 more. Come along, Taz Shlomo, and you want to say, no, it's roi machmas tashmish plus 3 more. Shlomo wants to say, depend upon Machloikis, do you need a Bedika before the Tashmish or not? To show that you're Roy Machmas Tashmish. Shlomo wants to tell you that we need a Bedika before the Tashmish to arrive it, to show that you're Roy Machmas Tashmish. If you do not do a Bedika beforehand, then you're not Roy Machmas Tashmish. Lalocho, all the Shlomo go, not like the Shlomo. They hold, let's say you did not do a Bedika before Tashmish. You only did a Bedika after Tashmish, Lamaisi are Roy Machmas Tashmish. And therefore, once you are Roy Machmas Tashmish, therefore it comes out, we do not go to Torah Shlomim. And therefore, it's Roy Machmas Tashmish plus two more. That's all awful. Just two things. One is, next, we're going to do Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. On the page it says Beis and Gimel. It's Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. That's in one sugya. And if you finish that, start the Hey, which is the sugya of Makkah, which is a very tough sugya. Also, tomorrow, if everyone wants, the Shabbos is Shabbos Shira, Kokhul Lach is Shabbos of Shabbos Shira, and also Tu B'Shvat. A little bit, not much. Sorry?
I don't know if you're going to be around now?
I'm going to be trying to get it.